You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We're entering the season when companies report their winter into early spring results. Some names that you may have heard of start publishing those today: JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup. It's also the question whether the people running these banks think we're bound for a recession. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, investors are looking for some solid numbers today in terms of how much money has moved around since Silicon Valley Bank failed early last month. We know that in the initial days after that happened, hundreds of billions of dollars moved into large domestic banks because people felt they're safer. The numbers have since been fluctuating, so we'll see where we are and if the banking situation is further stabilizing.
Nova, you were telling me this morning about some new Bank of America numbers. What do you have?
Yeah, so a Bank of America released a report saying that over the last 8 weeks, nearly $540 billion has moved out of bank accounts throughout the financial system and into what are considered safer investments that provide a steady return. For example, money market funds, government bonds. Now, the Fed's interest rate hikes have sent yields higher for those investments. People are getting a better return for their money. So banks are having to compete in that environment, and that may hurt their bottom lines. And all of this could also mean a credit crunch, right? Banks pulling back on lending, tightening standards. And that leads us to the question of a potential recession, especially since Fed Reserve economists now think with the banking sector problems, one is likely to happen this year. They described what's to come as a mild recession, and it will be interesting to see if banks are setting aside more cash in case of loan losses should the economy slow further, David.
Yeah, recession this year or next. That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.